Daf is Daf Dalet. So we got to around 8 lines down. The Gemara says Davar Acher, the first words on the line. The Gemara is going through different opinions as to why or how the Klai Yisrael is compared to the Dagi Hayam, to the fish in the sea. So the Gemara says Davar Acher, alternatively, Ma Dagim Shebayam Kol Agado Mechavero Bolei Es Chavero. Just like the bigger fish swallow the smaller fish, had it not been for a government, some legal system, so the larger people, the stronger people, would be swallowing up and destroying the smaller people. And that's what the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Avos. Rabbi Chanina, Sgana Kohanim, he was the assistant among the Kohanim, Omer, have a mispal b'shlomo shel malchus, a person should daven that the government of the kingdom should be peaceful. Shalmali mara shel malchus, had not been for the fear that people have of going to jail and other things, and other punishments, Ishes Reyu Chaim Bala. Person would swap the other person, he'd destroy his neighbor, there wouldn't be any society. Marnal says, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami, he had the following shaila. It says in one pasuk, "Shakai lo matanu shagya koach." It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu couldn't find any strength. Uksiv. Then it's written, "Gadol Adonai v'Rav Koach." Kadosh Baruch Hu, Master, is so powerful. So is he powerful? Or does he? Of course, he's powerful. But does he show his power and strength, or does he not show his power and strength? Uksiv. Yet it says further, "Yimincha Hashem nadi riba koach." We're going to see this next week's parsha. Kadosh Baruch Hu's right hand is full of strength. So does he show his strength, or does he not flex his muscle? So Gemara says, Lokasha, kan b'shas hadin, kan b'shas ha-mechama. During din, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is judging, so then he doesn't show his force, he holds back a little bit when he's judging, he has some rachmanas, but during shas ha-mechama, so that's when a Kadosh Baruch Hu flexes his muscle and shows, yimincha Hashem na'adari b'kach, he shows how strong he in fact is. Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Rami, he had the following kasha in two psukim. K'siv it's written in Yeshayahu, Chema ainli, I've got no anger, Kadosh Baruch Hu says. U'ksiv, but then it says in Nachum, that no came Hashem ubal Chema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is vengeful and he shows his anger. So does he show his anger or does he not? Does he have anger or does he not? So lo kasha kan, v'yisrael kan, v'ov dechachavim. When it comes to Klai Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu holds back his anger, but when it comes to the Umas Olam, he does not hold back his anger. Rav Chinuna bar Papa Amar, he said, Chema ein li shekvar nishbati mit nenu shel nishbati yes shamir v'shayis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has anger, but he doesn't show it because he already took a shvua. Let's say, mit nenu shel nishbati, you're going to say, I didn't take a shvua? Yes shamir v'shayis. People are going to, I would destroy the world had I shown my anger. So yes, he has anger, but he made a shvua not to express his anger. So Vayinu the Amar, so there's a discussion in this next piece, what is it going on? According to Rashi, it's going back to the previous discussion that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'tronya im abriyosav. He doesn't like to pick fights with them. So going back to that, a daf away, daf earlier, Hainu the Amar Rabbi Alexandria, Mai dechse, what does the pasuk mean in Zechariah when it says, Vayya b'yom ahu avakesh lahashmin es kol agoyim? In the future, during the times of Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to seek out to destroy the nations of the world. Avakesh Mimi, who's he going to try to destroy? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avakesh Benigne Shelahem. So Rashi explains here, referring to B'Sefer Zichron Masayim, Tosas has a similar idea. He's going to look out, he's going to check, inspect all their actions, all the memories, all the stories about them. Im Yeshlem Zichus Efdem. If the Umos Olam have a certain merit, he'll redeem them. I'll redeem them, Kadosh Baruch Hu says. Im Lad, if not, Ashmidem, I'm going to have them destroyed. Behindu the Amar Rava, that's what Rava himself said. Ma'idich was it saying Eov Ach Lo Vi Yishlach Yad. Eov was one of the hardest svarim to understand. So Ach Lo Vi Yishlach Yad, not with E, which we're going to see, not with distortment. Am I going to extend my hand? Im Befido Lahen Shua. What's Pshat in the pasuk? So Amar Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu Li Yisrael. Hashem says to Amisa, Kishani Dan Isisa. When I judge Amisa, I'm not going to judge like the non-Jews judge. Dichsiv ava 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 asimenu. That the goyim, when they have judgments, they distort the whole truth. I'm not going to be like that. Elani nifra mehem kifid. I'm going to judge klaisel kifid, which is referring to sheltanergolas. When a chicken, it pecks where it eats slow, little by little. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to slowly, little by little, punish them in such a way, or judge them in such a way, until it brings about the Yeshua, as the pasuk says, in b'fid lehen shua. I'm going to punish them little by little here, in order to eventually bring about the Yeshua. Davar acher, alternatively, The pasuk means in Pefido Lehem Shua means Afilu Ein Yisrael Osim Mitzvah Lefnei Kim Me'at. Even if Am Yisrael only perform a little bit of mitzvos, kipid shaltarne golem shemnakun ba'ashva, like a chicken pecks away a little bit here and there, even though the mitzvos might be so small, ani metzar from the cheshbon gadol. I'm going to collect all the pennies, if you will, and make it into one large sum. Shenemar in befido lahen shua. That it's enough. The small mitzvos that Am Yisrael perform, it will be sufficient to bring about a Yeshua. Davar acher. Another explanation of this last pasuk is Bishar Shemishavin Lefanai Ani Moshiosam. The reward for their, in this lashon is Shavin, is to daven, is a lashon of tefillah, in the schar of their tefillah, that's what's going to bring about their Yeshua. Behind the Amr Rabbi Abba, that's what Rabbi Abba would say, my dichse, what does the pasuk mean in Hosea, Vanochi Efdem, I will redeem them, Vehema Dibru Alai Kizav, and they're going to speak bad about me, meaning what? Ani Amarti Efdem Bimamonem Bolm Hazeh. I'm going to redeem Klaisel on the money, the tzedakah that they give in this world, kidei sheyizku l'olam haba. This way, they're going to merit to the world to come. Pema dibru alai kizavim, and they're going to talk bad about me that I caused them to lose all the money. But they didn't realize that I did a tova for them by causing the hefsid mamon. That was actually going to take away all their own shim and bring about a certain schar for them to be zocha to olam haba. Behind him, that's further what it says. Amar Ravit Papi Mishmei de Rava. What does it mean in the pasuk in Hosea? Ani yisarti chizakti zerosam. I caused yisurim. I strengthened their hands. The ela yichash rabba. They thought I was doing bad to them. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ani amarti ayasim biyusurim baom haza. I'm going to cause tzaros in this world. It's a tova for them. Kedei she yichesku zerosam lom haba. This way, they have a strengthened arm to really enjoy olam haba. But ve'elai yichashu ra, they thought I was doing bad to them. Interesting ma'isa. Now the Gemara says mishtabach lehu Rabbi Abbahu l'minei Rabbi Safra. The Rabbi Abbahu was praising to the minim about Rav Safra, Adam Gadhu, that he was a great Adam. There's a shaila in the Achorim. How could he praise him? The Gemara tells us in Erechin rather that lo ayisaper ad Adam b'shivcho shachaveiro. A person shouldn't speak nicely about a certain person. Shemitoch tavasa balarasa lagnusa. He speaks good about a person. He ends up speaking bad. This guy's a great tzaddik. Yeah, but he has this little thing he does that's a little strange. So a person should really avoid speaking about anyone, whether it's good or bad, because it might lead to lashon hara. So how can he speak good about praise Rav Safra? So the Chidah says there's a slight change in the nusach here. Even Medaktek, it doesn't say mishabeach lu Rabbi Abbahu b'Rav Safra l'mine. He said mishabeach lu Rabbi Abbahu l'mine. He described to the minim how he was great, how Rabbi Abbahu himself was great, and in doing so, he described that he learned with a great person, Rav Safra. Rav Safra wasn't the focus of the conversation. His goal was for the minim to realize, oh, this guy, Rav Safra, is a great person. But he was directing the shevach about himself, Rabbi Abbahu himself, and I happened to have this good chavrusa, Rav Safra. That's why it says, again, Mishabech lehu Rabbi Abbahu l'mine, comma, about Rav Safra d'adam gadol. It wasn't saying Mishabech lehu Rabbi Abbahu, but Rav Safra d'adam gadol. So that's one pshat. The other pshat that Ein Yaakov says is because you're allowed to praise someone else, because as we're about to see, he's trying to save him from paying taxes. Okay, so to praise a guy to avoid paying taxes, there seems to be a heter in that.
You said
that? That's what the Ein Yaakov says. So the Gemara says, again, Rabbi Abbahu was praising Rav Safra, that Adam Gadahu. So the Gemara says, Shavku lehi michsei tleis hashanim. So as a result for this, they left him alone for 13 years. The clergy tax exemption existed then like it exists now, or we have real estate tax exemptions, we have parsonage, same idea back then. So Yom Echad, one day, Ashkechu, the different minim, the Apikorsim, had encountered, they came across Rav Safra. Amrulei, they said, they asked Rav Safra, K'siv in Amos, Rak Eschem Yedati Mikol Mishpechos Adama. Hashem says, I only know you, Klal Yisrael, among all the families that live in the world. Okay, and for that reason, Efkor Aleichem Eskol Avodoseichem, I'm going to punish you for all your sins. So it doesn't make any sense. So Ma de Islay Sisya, one who has anger, Berachmei Masiklei, he's going to take his anger out on one he loves. The only one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves is Yadati Rak Eschem, only Klal Yisrael. And because I love you, I'm going to punish you. Ishik V'lo Amar V'lo Midi. So Rav Safra had no response to this. And the Minim were very upset. We just gave you 13 years of tax-free, and now you don't even know. We were told you're Adam Gadol. Clearly you're not. You owe us all this money. So Ramalu, Sudra, Bitzavari, they started to choke him with a handkerchief, but Kabatzarele, and they're causing him in tremendous pain. They're busy choking him. They're beating him up. Comes by, also Rabbi Abbahu. Rabbi Abbahu sees them. Ashkechinu, he sees what's going on. Ambalu, he says to the Minim, who are choking Rav Safra, Amai Mitzarisulu, why are you causing him pain? Why are you beating him up? Amrile, they said, Rav Amar Lan Dadam Gadol. You told us he was a Adam Gadol. For Lo Yodel Lameimar Lan Perushat Dai Psuk. We asked him a very Pashup Shad Apostle, and he couldn't give us anything. He just stood there silent. I think you're playing games with us. Amar Lahu, Rabbi Bo says to them an amazing point here. Eimar the Amri Lechu B'Tanai. Yeah, he's an Adam Gadol with respect to Mishnayos. But the Kroy, Mi Eimar Lechu, does he know Psukim? He doesn't know Psukim. Who learns Tanakh? No one learns Tanakh. So Amri Lai, they say to him, Tamashna Atan Diyadisan, how come you, Rabbi Bo, you do know Psukim and Tanakh? So, and he, this guy, doesn't. Amalu, so Rabbi Bo explains, Adnayin, Dashkechenu Gavaycha, and we live amongst you, Apikorsim. So we know you guys love learning Tanakh. We have to answer your questions, so we have to therefore be we have to be learned in this topic. Ramina Nanafshina Mayin, and we threw upon ourselves to learn Tanakh well, just to respond to your questions. But Inu, Rav Safra, who lives low mining, who doesn't look into it because he doesn't live among the Apikorsim, he doesn't know Tanakh well. They bring this Gemara here that clearly there's a certain hierarchy in terms of what to learn, that it's very likely that Amoraim didn't know Tanakh. They didn't know Psukim well. And Prima Gadin was very much against this. Some thought this can't be the case. It's impossible. How can Amoraim not know Psukim? Prima Gadin says, Tak, it's true. People learned the Mishnah and Gemara. They didn't know Psukim, but it's the wrong way to do it. He's very much against. He's a piece where he's against yeshivas that learn the pilpul and lumdis and all this very heavy stuff. Gemara Rashi told us, but they don't know any halachal maisha. They don't know any yediyas. The real ways to learn is in order. Psukim, Mishnayos, Gemara, halacha. That's the way to learn according to almost all Psukim, all poskim. It's a very strange thing that yeshivas really don't learn that way anymore. They have your mind thinking all these ways. The kids walk away after 10 years of learning, not knowing any halacha maisa, barely even knowing any gemara. Fine. But either way, they bring a proof from here that it's possible that Tanakh was not learned as much as the Torah Shebaal Peh. Yeah, in Echanami, there's a Gemara in Bava Kamma that says, they asked one of the Amoraim, why did it say one thing in Luchos Rishonos and something else in Luchos Shneos? So he says, before you ask me why don't you ask me if it's really the case? I mean, I don't know that Sarah Dibros to even know what your question is talking about. I don't know Psukim. So there's a Tosin Bava Basra and Kafir Gimel that talks about this as well. Kaflam and Gimel maybe. But we have a few sources. There's another Gemara that in Brachos that talks about anyone who's involved in Hegyon, you should stay far away from. And Rashi says Hegyon means the one who learns Tanakh all the time. So there are a few different disparaging Gemaras about people who learn Tanakh only. Obviously, it doesn't mean Tanakh is Tanakh. But it means people who only learn Tanakh. You have to have a certain balance of learning Torah Shebaal Peh along with Torah Shebichsav. Okay. Gemara sends further now. Amri Lei, the Minim said, Salei Malan At. So you, Rabbi Abahu, who is very well versed in the Pesukim, why don't you tell us Pshat in this Pasuk? So Amri Lei says, very easy. Em Shalochem Mashal. I'm going to give you a Mashal and you understand who the Mashal. The Ma'adav Adomer, what's this similar to? La Adam Shenoshe Mishnei Bnei Adam. He owes two people money. Echad Oavo, Echad Sona. One guy loves him, one guy hates him. Ohavo, the dear friend, Nifrim Yemenu Ma'ad pays from little by little. He doesn't want to collect $1,000 in one shot. He says, I'll take a dollar from you every single day. And this way, over 3 years, I'll get my full payment. But the other guy, the Sona, the guy who hates him, Nifrim Yemenu Bevas Achatz, takes from him right away. So when it comes to Klai Yisrael, of course, the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves them. But at the same time, he can't let them go unpunished if they deserve to be punished. When he says, Efkar, I'm going to punish you, it means I'm going to punish you little by little, mat, like a person who very much loves his son, his friend, his neighbor.
So the beautiful Menachinuch, he says that's why Hashem judges us every Rosh Hashanah, because if you wait till the end of our lifetime to judge you.
Very nice, beautiful. Okay. So Abba, Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, my dichsa was a pasuk mimet as in Breishis, Chalila l'chamiyas is pasuk vayera. Chalila l'cha, Kadosh Baruch, rather, Avram says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chalila l'cha miyas is kadavar zeh, it's a strange thing if you were to do this, l'ham is tzaddik in Russia, to kill tzaddik in Russia and stone by Amora, if there's a tzaddik there, you're not going to kill tzaddik in Russia. So Amar Avram l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Mechulin hu me'asas kadavar zeh. It's very strange. It's desecrating if you're doing something like this. Lahamis tzaddik im rasha velo. Is it true HaKadosh Baruch Hu never kills a tzaddik? We find pesukim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu does kill tzaddikim. It says v'haksev v'ichrati mimech tzaddik v'rasha, that I wipe out the tzaddik with a rasha. The pasuk in Yecheskel says. Gemara says that's referring to a tzaddik she'eno gamor, not a complete tzaddik. Aval b'tzaddik gamor lo, that he won't destroy. Really? Vaksiv, doesn't it say in Yechezkel, Umi Miktashi Tachelu, from my most holy ones I'm going to desecrate, Vitani of Yosef Al Tikre Miktashi Ela Mimikudashai, referring to individuals who are very Kadosh, I'm not going to destroy Elu, but Adam Shekaimu as a Torah me Alpha Ataf. People, Tzadikim, who kept every single detail of the Torah from Alpha to Taf, from A to Z. So Hasanami there as well, Kaven Shahaya Biyodim Limchos, that case of the story of the destruction of Yishalayim, those tzaddikim granted that they kept Kotar Kula, but they had the ability to stop others from doing, and they velo michel, they didn't, so then havalu kitzadikim shem gemurim. They themselves personally kept a lot, but the fact they didn't protect others as well demoted them to the status of a tzaddik she'eno gamur. Gemur, yeah.
Why don't they bring the proof from like this week's parasha about the Makas Mechoros? It's once you get permission for the Mashkas to persuade that it doesn't make a difference between Mashkas and Tzadik.
I hear. Good question. Rav Papa Rami Ksiv El Kel Zoem Michal Yom. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every single day. Uksiv Lifnei Zamo Miyamod. Who's going to stand in front of the anger of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? So what does that mean? Either gets every single day gets angry and we are able to stand, or does it mean we can't stand in front of the anger of Hashem? The Kasha Kam BeYachid Kam BeTzibur. When it comes to the Hakadosh Baruch Hu getting angry on a Yachid, not that no one can handle. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry on the Tzibur, so then the Tzibur as a whole, all the Zechuyos coming together, we can withstand the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tanur Ban, the Baraisa tells us, this appears in Maseches Brachos as well, Kel Zoyim Michal Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every single day, V'kama Zamo Shel Rega, how long is it? V'kama Rega, how long is the Rega? Achas Mechamesh Ribo Ushlosh Shalafim Ushmona Meot Svarba Shmona Bishav. You break down a second in this amount of time, it's a split second, Zuhi Rega. There's only one person in the entire history of the world that was able to be mechavin the exact moment of Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. The Chassid Beis, it says in Parshas Balak, that Balak knew the das of the Elyon, he knew the das of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, this is a very strange thing. Efshir das behemto lo havayada, das Elyon mi havayada. He didn't even know his own animal's das. We know the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? So my das behemto lo havayada. What do you mean he doesn't know the das of his animal? Be'idna dechazulei. The moment that the Sari Moav saw that Bilam was riding the Havirach of Achamr, they're riding a donkey. Donkey is not something that's prestigious. You're supposed to be riding a horse. My ta'amulei, they said to Bilam, my ta'amulei rechevta asusa. Why are you not riding a horse like a normal person? Amalahu, Bilam says, birtiva shadelei, I let my horse have a little break today. He's busy grazing in the fields. So in that moment, Miyad, the Tomer Ha'ason, the donkey opened up its mouth and says, Hala nochi asoncha, I'm your donkey, what do you mean? Don't try to ignore me, pretend I'm some backup now. Amrulay, yeah, Latina Ba'alma, yeah, you're my donkey, but you carry things, you don't carry me. Amrulay, the donkey says back, Asher chafta lai, what do you mean? You ride me all the time. So Amrulu, yeah, cry Ba'alma, that's once in a blue moon. What do you mean? Amrulay, the donkey says back, from the beginning of when you started riding animals till now, you always ride me every single day. Don't make this up. Not only that, we're also, if you will, we're married at night time. So Ksiv Hach, it's written here, Hahaskein Hiskanti, the Pasuk says, very strange Lashon. So the Gzeir Shava Ksiv Hasm, it's written elsewhere with David HaMelech, when he was Nara, when a certain young girl was Shachav Imah, so it says, Usihilo Sochenis. So just like there by David, Nara was Shochev Im David, so to Lashon Hahaskein Hiskanti was that the Chamor was a Shocheves with Bilam. So we see that he doesn't know the Das Behemto. So Efshe Das Behemto Lo Havayada, Das Elyon, we have a yada, would he know the das of the Elyon? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're right. Elamai v'yodea das Elyon, what does that mean? Shehoya yodea l'chavin also shah, Kadosh Baruch Hu kois ba. He just knew how to calculate it. He didn't know when Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry, but he knew some calculation. Behind the kamer lehu, Navi, that's what the Navi Micha said, Ami, my nation, zechar nama, yatz balak melech mav. Remember what Balak tried to advise Bilam to do, to Am Yisrael. Uma ena oso Bilam ben Bor, what the response of Bilam ben Bor ben Hashitim was, v'ad ha-Gilgal, l'man das tzidkos Hashem. So what does it mean? Amar Reb Elazar, Amar lema kadosh baruch hu l'Yisrael. Hashem says to Am Yisrael, Ami, my dear nation, ru'u kama tzidkos, asisi b'imachem, how much good I did for you. Shelo ka'asti aleichem kolosin hayamim shim ka'asti aleichem. I didn't get angry all those times when Bilam tried to curse you. I didn't get angry because had I gotten angry, lo nishtayer me'ov de kochavim misoneim shel Yisrael sar v'pal. No one left of you would have been here. Behindu dekamer le. That's what it means. Bilam lebalak ma'ekov lo kabakel ma'ezam lo zam Hashem. Whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't curse, I can't curse. Meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu is not getting angry now. My curse isn't taking effect now. Nothing more I could do. The Kama Zamo, how long is his anger? How long does it last for? A rega. The Kama Rega, how long is a Rega? Amar Mema Vitema Ravina Rega Kimemra. Like you say the word Rega, that's how long a Rega is. You say Rega, you come and go, and that's it. Look at Tosis on the top here. Dibra Maskel Rega Kimemra. Vim Tomar Mahaya Yachalomer Bishas Muetis Kazos. What could you say? Rega, what curse could you possibly say? The Yeshlomar Haya Omer Kulam Kila Kalem. To destroy you. Hakadosh Baruch Hu hafchu v'amr melech kidechsev shuras melech ba Hakadosh Baruch Hu turned it around. So that much you could say. For Rabbi Eliyahu, ayah mefarish ein tzarich rak lehaschil klalaso be'osar rega. You only have to start the klala. As long as you start it, you could continue to go through with it. Just the starting point has to be in the shas rega, but then you could say you as much as you really want. Gemara says minolam da rega have a rischa. How do you know that a rega, that the anger of Hakadosh Baruch Hu lasts for rega? What's the source? It says in Tilam, ki rega ba'apo chayim birtzano. Rega last, the rega is ba'apo. The apo is only a rega long. Ibai seima, another proof. Mehachaf in the following pasuk in Yishayahu. Chavi kimat rega ad yavor zam. Chavi means to hide. Hide for a moment until the zam, until the anger passes. So we see that zam or apo lasts for nothing more than a rega. Emas rasach, when exactly does the anger take place? Amar abaye. Bitlas shay kemaisa, the first 3 hours of the day. When is that? Ki chivra karbalasa tarnagola. It's referring to the comb. There you go. The comb of the chicken that when it turns white. Gemara says kol shayta v'shayta mechaver chivra. It's always white. Gemara says no. Kol shayta is space through your kisumke. Every single day, every hour, it's white with the little streaks of red in it. Hahi shayta. But that moment when a kavdash baruch hu gets anger, less space through yake sumke. There's no red. It's all white. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi have a mitzar lehahu mina bekrai. There's a certain min that was causing tsaros in his neighborhood, asking psukim back and forth. So Yom Achada, one day, Nakatar Nagola, he took a chicken, Vokme Bain Krai Darse, he tied it between his bedposts, Vain Bay, he looked very appropriate for this week's parsha. He took a sheep, he took a chicken, Vain Bay, he was staring at it, and Savar, he thought to himself, Kimata Hishaita Altiye, when the moment the red streaks disappear, when it's all white, I'm going to curse that min at that moment. Kimata Hishaita, when that moment came, Nimnim, he fell asleep. Amar Shmaminav, the fact that I fell asleep teaches me, Lav Orch Ara Lemevid Hachi, it's inappropriate, it's Lav Derech Eretz to curse anyone, even though one, you know, it might be effective, it's not the right thing to do. It says, Rachma Vakomas, if a person should have Rachmanis on the creations of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Ksiv, Gama Nosh Latzadik Lotov, it's not good for a Tzadik to inflict any punishment. There is a discussion, Kiyas Yaakov asks, we find a number of places in Shas where Tzadikim in fact did curse and they did punish people. So he says there's a difference of how you do the cursing. If you use the cursing through a skula like this chicken, that would be inappropriate. But to use it b'derech tefila, apparently the stipler says that would be permitted. Okay. Let's go right to now. The Gemara says...
It was such a big... One shot in the ACO was the big deal of Bilam. If you, here's the Raya, how to do it. So what was the big deal of Bilam knew how to curse? So he says that Bilam knew how to do it without the chicken, without the rooster.
Very good. So Rabbi Shuba Levi, where are we now? No, I skipped the line. Tana, the Mishrei de Rabbi Meir, B'shal Shem Elohim, Anichin Kisrein Bar Hashem, U'mashachman L'chama, Miyad Kores HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moment when they start to place down their crown and would bow down to the sun, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would get angry. So Amar of Yosef, Lo litzle inish tlusei de musvei, B'tlash shoy kumaisa de yoma, a person shouldn't daven musav the first 3 hours of the day, B'yoma kamad rei shishasa on Rosh Hashanah, B'yachud by himself, Dilma kevan de mifke de dina, Dilma ma'ini b'uvdei de dehach v'lei midchei. Because since it's Yom HaDin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets very angry, and Rosh Hashanah, certainly the first 3 hours of the day, when the kings are busy worshipping the sun, that's not a good time to daven by yourself. When you're davening b'tzibor, then you have the zechus of the rabbin. But to daven b'yechidus, that's a dangerous thing. To look over, well, I'll finish the Gemara first, then we'll look at Tosfos. So, Ihachi, if that's the case, the tzibor nami. If that's the case, you shouldn't even daven b'tzibor the first 3 hours of the day. Whereas the tzibor nefishi zechusai, since it's the zechus of the rabbin, you're allowed to daven b'tzibor. Ihachi, if that's the case, the yachad the tzafer namrila. Why does the Gemara say don't daven musaf? Even tzafer, even shachar shouldn't be allowed during the first 3 hours of the day when you're b'yachid. Gemara says, kevin dika tzibura de kamatzli lo kamidchi. Since you're davening the same time as there's a minyan in the town that you're davening, so you can daven yichidus shachris because there's a minyan that you're joined with. But to daven musaf, and they're still davening shachris, so then the musaf and shachris don't go together, in which case you won't be protected. But the Gemara says, "V'hamers," but doesn't it tell us? We saw yesterday's daf that Hakadosh Shlosh Rishonos Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev also with Torah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is involved in learning Torah, so he's not busy judging the world. So it shouldn't be of concern. Gemara says, "Ipach." Let's switch it around. Really, the first 3 hours of the day, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is judging, and it's the next 3 hours of the day that he's dava, he's learning. Then the Gemara suggests, "V'by Seima," maybe you could still say, "Lom lo tevich." Don't learn it. Don't switch it around. Really, the first 3 hours of the day, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in fact learning. But Torah, k'siv ba'emes, Torah is referred to emes, d'ch'siv emes k'nei v'al timkar. So in a Kadosh Baruch Hu also l'fnei mishur tadin. He's busy learning halach, he's learning shulchan aruch. So if someone does something wrong, if you daven musaf during the first 3 hours, you're in trouble. Everything's emes. But later on, the next 3 hours, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is judging, when he's din, so then d'lok k'siv ba'emes, it doesn't describe din as emes. They're two different things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also l'fnei mishur tadin. He does above and beyond. So yes, he's learning Torah, but Torah is also some form of a din. It's a din of emes. That's the time you want to stay far away from being judged, davening by yourself, musaf. Look at Tosis for a second. Here, Tosis writes, "Diba maskel betlas shema k'mayis." So the first 3 hours of the day, perish b'shlishis k'damrinam b'samach b'shasha chamez arachas. When the sun rises, malchei mizrach amarev manichanes kitzrein b'darchan shamlachan lamod b'gimel shos. So there's a debate here. It sounds like the kings would get up at the third hour. Not all 3 hours that they're getting up. The third hour that would get up. So the Magen Avraham says, you're allowed to daven musaf first hour and the second hour is allowed because they're not up yet. It's only during the third hour is it also because that's the moment the kings are waking up and worshipping Avodah Zarah. Other Achronim argue on the Magen Avraham. They say, granted that the kings are not waking up during the first and second hour of the day. But if you daven b'yechidus b'musaf, the first 2 hours of the day, then comes the third hour, and then you see the Malchei Umas Olam worshiping it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to then uproot the davening you did earlier. Meaning, even though B'Shas Tefilasa it was good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't angry, but still, since the moment afterwards, they are worshiping the Avodah Zarah, the sun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to then nullify your Tefillah of the first 2 hours of the day. So that's a big machlokus in the Achronim. Where are we now? The Gemara says, Yom Meyid Taraf Be'egel Simon. This is a mnemonic of the next few sugars we're about to see now. Gufa, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shuban Levi. Ma'idich, it was a pasuk mean when it says, Asher Nochi Mitzav Chayom La'asosam, Hayom La'asosam, Lo L'machal La'asosam. We saw this yesterday, that we have the mitzvahs to do today, and we can't do mitzvahs in the future. There is no Indian of mitzvahs in the future. They actually bring this, it comes up to mind right now, I'm just thinking about it. You always have to figure out, whenever it says L'macha, does L'macha mean Yimos Mashiach, does it mean Olam Haba, which stage is it referred to? So it comes up when it's referring to how to bury people. What do you bury people with a talus? So we bury a person with a talus. Should it be a kosher talus? Isn't it Loig L'Rush, the fact that he's in the Aron with a tzitzis on there? So there are different ages that are brought. Some say you cut it off, some say you tie it up, some say you fold it up. But the reason why we want to bury him in the talus is this way, the moment a person comes up with tchias ha-mesim, he's going to have a mitzvah to wear. He'll put talus on and he'll get the first mitzvah he'll have is a talus. So it sounds like in the times of Mashiach, there will still be mitzvahs that are being performed. So what does it mean here? Hayom la'asosam lo l'macha la'asosam. They must be referring to not Yimos ha-Mashiach, but to a different stage called Olam Haba. So the Gemara again says, Hayom la'asosam lo l'macha la'asosam. We do mitzvahs today, but not in Olam Haba. Hayom la'asosam v'lo hayom litol scharam. We do mitzvahs today, but we don't collect the reward of mitzvahs in Olam Hazeh. That's going to be reserved for Olam Haba. Another statement in the name of Yishum Levi, Kol mitzvahs she Yisrael osin ba'Olam Hazeh, ba'osu mi'idos osan li'Olam Haba. All the mitzvahs we're going to do in this world are going to come testify on our behalf in Olam Hazeh, in the Olam Hemes. Shenemar, as it says, Yitnu eideyam v'yitztaku, come, bring the witnesses to make us innocent. Yishmu v'yomru emes, they're going to say it's true. Yidnu eidem v'yitztaku elu Yisrael, the mitzvahs that we have done. V'yishmu v'yomru emes, that's referring to elu of the kacham, are going to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judging of emes. Now the opposite is true as well, the Gemara tells us. A person who does averos, the averos are also going to meet us in Olam Haba and going to testify what we did. The Gemara Chagiga says our entire life is going to be set in front of us. Even the Gemara says, even Even the Sichas Chulin is going to be mentioned in front of us. Every single word we say are going to be repeated. There's going to be a video camera. We're going to see the whole story right in front of our eyes, and we are not able to say, no, we can't deny it. It's there. We're going to say, this is true, this is true, this is true. This is the Avera, this is the Mitzvah.
What about all the Yom Kippurs in between?
Ah, good kasha. So, I would imagine if a person does tshuva, it's probably true, then we would hope it would get erased.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right. Sketch out, yeah. Absolutely. Right, absolutely, exactly.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
I don't want it to be depressed.
Okay, very good. You're right. Thank you. So then the Gemara says, Amar Bishu ben Levi, kol mitzvah she Yisrael olsen ba'olam hazeh, bo'os v'torfos olsen le'ovdei kochavim le'olam haba. These mitzvahs, which itself is interesting, I don't know what this means, but the mitzvahs that we do are going to hit the non-Jews in Olam Haba, al panem, going to slap them in the face. Shenamar, it says, Ushmartim v'asisim kihi chachmaschem v'naschem leinei ha'amim, that you're going to preserve, keep the mitzvahs, it's your source of wisdom, and it's going to be in the eyes of the nations of the world. Neged ha'amim lo nemar, doesn't say it's going to be up against them, ela le'enei ha'amim, in their eyes, melamed shebaos v'torfos lo'ovdi kacham al p'neim le'olam haba, it's going to slap them in the face, perhaps more literally, in the eyes, le'enei ha'amim, in their eyes.
We're talking about in Yaakov, he's going to have 2 foot, like an egg that's beaten.
Uh-huh.
To make 2 foot, so like, get the expression egg in the face.
Okay.
So then the
Gemara says, "Amar Yishuv Levi, lost Yisrael as a egel ela litim pischam pele bali tshuva." The only reason why Klai Yisrael violated the egel hazav wasn't because they wanted to do, and not because they had a yetzahara. Hakadosh Baruch Hu had orchestrated this whole event. Why? To give a pischam pele the bali tshuva, that we could see that even we could do tshuva. Klai Yisrael did something wrong, but they were given tshuva. So too, no matter what we do, we have a chance for tshuva. And maybe we'll be zocha not to see every single aver we did in the future. It'll all be erased. Shenemar, it says in Dvarim, Mi tein v'hayel levavam, levavam zeh lahem lira, osi kol hayamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Klai Yisrael had tremendous Yir Shemayim. They had tremendous Yir Shemayim during the times of Egel Zav. So if they had Yir Shemayim, how come they worshipped the Vodah Zarah? So we see from here, they didn't choose to. They were somehow forced to. There was no Yetzirah causing them to do the Avera. They had Yir Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced it to happen against their will, just in order to give a Pischam Peh, the Baal Tshuva. Behind the Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the same idea we have is Lo David Roy Lo Samaisa. David wasn't Roy for being involved in that story with Bathsheba, but Lo Yisrael ruin Lo Samaisa, and Klaisa wasn't Roy to do the Maisa of Ha'egel. Lo David Roy Lo Samaisa Dichsev V'libi Chalbe Kirbi. That Akash Baruch, that David says my heart was empty, it was vacant. There was no Yitzhara. I got rid of my Yitzhara. I was too old. I was too weak. There's no Yitzhara at that time. V'lo Yisrael ruin lo samaisa, neither was Klai Yisrael roi for any avera. D'chsev mi tein v'ayel levavam zeh lahem liyira osi kol yamim. They were so fearful of me all those days. So ela lama asu, so what reason did David and Yisrael violate any averas? Lama lecha, to tell you, shimchata yachid, the yachid individual sins, omer lo, we say, kalech eto the yachid, go to a yachid, namely to David, and you'll see that there's a pischam peh. Every single yachid has the option, the opportunity for tshuva. Vim chatu tzibur, the tzibur violates an avera. Omer, we say to him, etel kalech etel tzibur, go to a tzibur, and you'll see Am Yisrael was given the option for tshuva. V'tzichan, you need both these points here, both by yachin and a tzibur, because the ashmin and yachin we taught only by yachin and David, b'shem delo mefarsim chatai. Since his avera wasn't so publicized, it's much easier to do tshuva on that. It wasn't as bad, there was no chil Hashem. About tzibur de mefarsim chatayahu, where their sins were made public, it was a tremendous chil Hashem, emelo, maybe they don't have the option of a tshuva kamashmal, and they do. V'yashmin and tzibur, if you think that maybe only the tzibur has the option of tshuva, mishum de nefisha rechmaya, because there's zechus rabim, so maybe that's when, aval yachid, delo alime zechusei, they don't have so much zechuyos, maybe emelo, they don't have the option of tshuva, tzricha, to tell me that David Melch was a pischam peh for all bali tshuva to come. Let's see, finish off just 2 more lines, 4 more lines here. Behind you, the Rabbi Yishmuel bar Nachmani, I'm Rabbi Yonasan. It was a pasuk. It says, "Num David ben Yishai, Num Agever Hukam Al, Num David ben Yishai Sheheikim Ula Shatshuva." That he was able to elevate, he created a situation, a pischam peh for Baal Tshuva to come. Okay, so we'll stop here, and everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. I'm not around Sunday.